With WMUK News, I'm Savilla Mann. A group of Western Michigan University engineering students will carry forth a bright tradition this Saturday. They'll head to Austin, Texas, for the races, the solar car races. And they'll mark 25 years since WMU students built their first solar car. If the current Sunseeker, as Western solar cars are known, is deemed safe, the team will proceed to a three-day race on a closed-course track, Formula Sun. Then they'll compete against other schools on a more than 1,700-mile drive to Minneapolis. I spoke with one of the team's drivers, third-year engineering student Joel Thompson, about why he expects the Sunseeker to shine this year. Now, you're limited to 65 miles an hour on the road, but how fast can the car go?
Both of our cars can actually do 80 miles an hour, and the reason that they're limited at 80 is because of how the car is designed aerodynamically. If we put a front spoiler on it, we could go faster. The motors have it in them. Just, it's how we engineer them.
Okay, so you said there's two cars. Are they both involved this year?
We'll be taking the 2010 car to the race. The 2005 car was a previous model that we just used as a driver trainer. Still in working condition. And if you ever see us at a parade, you'll notice we even have a third car, which is the 1995 car that's actually in the Kalamazoo Air Museum right now.
Do you tweak them from year to year?
It's about a four-year build life cycle for each car, so this will be the last year we're running the 2010 car. Every year the regulations change, so small changes have to be made, like moving the brake pedal so you can operate it with the brake and the gas with 1 foot, or adding extra safety features.
Now we've got hybrid cars, there are some electric cars. If you can make a car run on solar power, why aren't we all driving solar-powered cars?
Not many people have $150,000 to throw on a car that's just $150,000 in parts. Because we're a student organization, all labor is free and voluntary. So these aren't quite practical for a real market application yet, but that's actually one of the things the competition is evolving towards. Every year, the rule regulations change to make it safer or more like a consumer vehicle. The World Solar Challenge, something we're actually hopeful to compete in within the few coming years, actually has classes for cars that have multiple people in them or have trunk space or are close to something that a real consumer would want.
How does it handle?
It's the most expensive go-kart you'll ever drive. We actually have a really good turning radius on this, and depending on what mode it's in, it can accelerate quite quickly. There's no transmission or anything like that, so when you put the pedal down, it goes. It doesn't have to spin up or anything. Last year, we were in first for most of the race. It was really just a stroke of bad luck that we picked up a piece of somebody else's car and kind of knocked us from first with a 5-lap lead to fifth. So this year, we're thinking we're going to do really well. I'm hopeful to, if not take first, I guess I can settle for second.
So if the sun goes behind a cloud, does the car stop running?
Because that it has that battery in there, you can keep running. So even if you're driving at night, you still have about 100 miles before your battery would be deplete.
What's the biggest challenge in just driving it from A to B?
Both the races we do are efficiency-based races, so it's not who can go the fastest. It's who can go the longest at the most consistent speed. So it's very driver-intensive. You always have to be paying attention to what's the shortest route you can take, how can you not lose any speed. Even though we have mechanical brakes on those, when you're out driving for 4 or 6 hours at a time, ideally you never touch them. You try to coast through corners and do everything you can to minimize the energy you use.
And is that for the race or is that also the road portion?
It's for both portions.
But if you came to a stop sign or something, you would...
Obviously, you can't break the rules of the road. That would get incredibly dangerous. I wouldn't want to hit another car in one of these vehicles. They're designed to hit stationary objects and have the driver walk away. There's not much you're going to do if you hit a semi or something like that. And they're on the roads we are, so we're extremely careful with that.
So you do take it on the interstate sometimes?
Yes. When we're driving on a highway or something like that, we actually have it in a convoy, so there's a lead vehicle in front that's scouting everything out, making sure that's safe. And then there's a chase vehicle that acts as a big brother to the solar car. And we've had a lot of people that like to pull out their phones and take pictures. And as the car's going by, their wheel will kind of follow it and they'll start to swerve in a little bit. So big brother is there to remind them that that's not a good idea.
The 2010 one is being, this is its last year that it's going to go.
Yep.
What will you be driving next year?
The Next car is being designed right now. We've kind of taken a break from that just for race preps for this car. But once we get back in August, that all starts up. We are hoping to begin manufacturing this fall.
That was Sunseeker team member Joel Thompson. He's one of several WMU engineering students headed to solar car races in Texas this Saturday. Before it leaves, the solar car will make a celebratory lap around the WMU engineering campus during the Miller Energy Criterium by Grace. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.